A mi delegación también le.
Well, I'd like to say that I'm very pleased to see you guiding the work of this plenary, Madam Vice President. My delegation would like to recognize the efforts and the work carried out by the President and his team in order to help us have a final document and bring together common positions and try to reach consensus. Now, initially, I thought I'll be making comments on issues that we would like to be included in the paper, but I already see that some of these issues were included. But I think at this stage, it is better to share with the plenary at least three specific points that I would like to refer to. First, on financial issues, we're concerned that at this point we cannot see what the impact of decisions will be on the increase in the budget for the functioning of the convention related to the creation of new mechanism, but also the different provisions related to strengthening the ISU. Just like many other countries, Colombia faces some budgetary restrictions, and we have certain limits on what we can contribute to the work of multilateral bodies. While we, of course, need to be flexible in this approach. Now, on questions related to Article 10 and international cooperation, we highlight your efforts to create a steering group, the Voluntary Trust Fund, and other steps. But we believe that we have to reflect better or to include elements related to the details. Of the creation of these mechanisms. And then the third point, we understand and respect the different positions on the question of the gender perspective. And of course, we would have liked to see this issue better reflected in the final document. This is a cross-cutting issue, and we, from the very beginning, we're promoting the gender perspective in disarmament treaties in line with the main approaches of our feminist foreign policy. And we are introducing this issue and we're supporting this issue here in the convention and other disarmament mechanisms as part of a respectful dialogue with the understanding.